So today, when I read the readings for Mass, especially the first in the Gospel reading, it reminds me of one of my favorite shows that I used to watch very regularly with Father Tim when I was in Denton. But now I just haven't had the time to really catch up, and the storyline kind of get boring from now. But let's go back, huh? That series is The Walking Dead on AMC. And The Walking Dead shows a world or society after the zombie apocalypse. These zombies, well, they don't call them zombies, actually, but they call them walkers and biters. And these things, after they're dead, because of the virus or something that happened that kind of reanimated, not resurrected, but reanimated a small part of the brain that moved the motor skills. And these walking dead or walking corpses are like dying people. The corpse are rotting, and then but they still move around, and whenever they see a living thing, they come in order to attack. They go and rah, 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 in order to, so it's just a whole bunch of walking dead walking around trying to find food, but yet without meaning, without anything higher, right? So immediately we would think that they are the real walking dead. But for me, in the shows, the walking dead are not the zombies. They are the people. The people whom have lost everything that they have known. Society, civilization, creature comfort, and everything that have come to know. They keep wandering around, and every societies or small communities that they found, or pseudo-societies, they all failed because of one way or another, of one thing or another. So they keep wandering around and going from one place to the next as if they are the walking dead. Because everything that they have come to know and everything that they had come to identify is lost. And so we too, spiritually speaking, many of us could identify with that, because in this world, if we're truly not careful and spend enough time in order to reflect what is going on, we could be the walking dead, huh? We spend so much time chasing the things that gonna satisfy us, like the zombies with meat or a fresh kill, you know? But then we live and we wonder, without meaning at all, huh? And then also, we move from one place to another, huh? So we have to ask ourselves, is there higher meaning, higher purpose, higher calling, higher vocation in this life? Or am I just wandering around without hope, without joy, without meaning, without a purpose, without knowing who I am? My brothers and sisters, may we not be like the walking dead, but may we find life in Christ. We hear in the first reading very clearly today that God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, but he fashioned all things in order for them to have life. God wants to give us life. And we have already died when each and every one of us were plunged into the water of baptism and rose again with him. We have died to this world in order to be claimed, redeemed, and loved by God. So we have to ask ourselves in everyday life, are we willing to seek God? Are we willing to love God? Are we willing to discover something higher that come from him? Or are we acting like the walking dead, just wandering through life meaninglessly? Or are we seeking for trueness? And today, even in the gospel reading today, Jesus raised up the girl that was dead, contrary to what many people thought, because he had the power. He had the power to raise us from our own dead. And spiritually speaking, he had the power to raise us from the hell that we have created for ourselves. My brothers and sisters, have we handed our lives over to the Savior yet? Have we handed our life over to the one who truly loves us and hath the power to give us life instead of just wandering without meaning, without purpose, without joy? Soren Kierkegaard, one of the Danish philosophers, once said, "God created out of nothing. Wonderful, you say. Yes, to be sure. But he does what is still more wonderful. He makes saints out of sinners." And I dare to say, echoing what Soren Kierkegaard said, God raises up the dead. Wonderful, you say. But to be sure, what he does is still more wonderful. He makes saints out of sinners. Sometimes we read the scripture and we see all these miracles, and we just focus on the miracles, thinking that, oh, God needs to do all these miraculous things in my life for me to truly believe in him, to know that he loves me. But we forget that, huh? God can create, God can raise the dead, and that same God, is the one who had the power to make something great in us, to convert our life, change our life, to make saints out of us. Are we willing to be saints? Are we willing to love God? Are we willing to make holy our lives? Are we willing to sanctify our words and our actions? Are we willing to give over to Christ Jesus and his love for us? My brothers and sisters, everything that God hath done and is doing are wonderful. Yes, wonderful, you say. But what he still does more wonderful is that he makes saints out of us, and we have to believe in us. And so today, I give you two choices. To be the walking dead, to wander around without meaning, without purpose, without life, without joy, chasing after the things of this world, or to be living fully and holy in God. My brothers and sisters, we are called not to die, but we are called to live. Therefore, may we be courageous enough, humble enough, loving enough, in order to choose life in Christ Jesus, who loved us and raised us from our own death to this world. And our own created version of hell out of this world, because he wants to make us like him. He wants to make us saints.